And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick is still on his honeymoon, just wrapping it up, and he'll be back next weekend. And great to have Corey here. Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert from Dawson Insurance Services, is here, and we're here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, talking fishing and having a good old time, right,
it's
Corey?
It's a beautiful morning down here, actually.
It is a beautiful morning. National Anthem just played at the base next door.
Yep.
We're ready to roll.
And if you want to join us, the number here is 833-288-0973. We are giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of a better trip to be on right now.
Yeah, and Captain Ryan Boschen's switching over to Coronado Islands, because that Coronado Islands fishing
yellows have been biting.
Yellows and bluefin at the island.
Man, that's
crazy. Nice grade bluefin,
right,
too.
So I like it.
Water cleaned up over there. Things have turned around. So
and a full day at the islands is
full
truly
day at the islands. You
a
need
full
a passport,
day.
But if you want to go to the islands with the master, Captain Ryan Boschen, book a trip on the San Diego.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll win it today.
I like it.
How about that, huh?
Yes.
Well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it. They want to talk to Bob.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dave. Dave Cohn from ANZA. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Say, Bob, my question for you. My wife and I, we do a lot of RV traveling. We've RV'd from coast to coast, Baja to Alaska, and everything we can in between there. And, you know, we have basic towing insurance from both AAA and Good Sam. But what kind of product do you have that would be kind of more friendly RV specific that might help us out?
That's a great question. It really is. I mean, any kind of insurance that would pertain to his travel on four wheels,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we represent about 350 insurance carriers, and, you know, I mean, we could definitely shop it for you. Are you primarily looking for, like, towing insurance?
Well, we have towing insurance, Good Sam and AAA, you know, if the car breaks down and all,
both
but,
excellent.
You know, things
yeah.
that might happen to us when we're on the road.
Well, if something happens to you while you're on the road, you know, what I'd recommend, just as much as you guys travel, get an annual travel insurance policy. You know, what if something happens and you need medical care or be evacuated, you know, just a lot of things like that. As far as...
Because your auto policy will not cover that, right?
No.
Your emergency evac?
No, it will not.
Yeah.
No. Not even your personal insurance. Now, your personal insurance could pick up the medevac, like a life flight,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to fly you back home after you're fixed. I mean, what if you're out of state and something happens to you? Well, if you're in a motorhome, you're going to have to get in the hospital, get fixed, and then get back in your motorhome and drive back home again.
Back home,
I mean, they will fly you back home if you want, but you're not going to leave your wife there in the motorhome by herself if something happened to you.
I would hope you wouldn't, right?
Yeah, we hope not. Yeah. You're making trips by yourself for a long time.
Yeah. Indeed. So, yeah, so the annual policy still would play for, especially for the evac coverage.
Yeah, and the medical coverage, and, you know, I mean, for that much traveling, I'd definitely get an
$285?
$275 a year.
$275.
And, man, I mean, you can't beat it. It's not based on your age. You know, if you get a single trip policy, you're looking at 5 to 12% depending on your age of the trip cost.
Yes.
So if you're, like, in your 70s, you could be paying 12% of a $3,000. You could spend $360 for a three-day trip compared to spending $275 for a 365-day trip.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense.
Yeah, indeed.
You know?
All right. Hey,
yeah,
you mentioned
like, if my wife was alone, if I got hurt and all that. Is there any kind of a policy that would take care of her and maybe get the RV back to our home base?
No, but what they will do, like if you end up in the hospital, they will pay for your wife to be with you. They'll pay up to $1,500 to fly her or accommodations so she can be with you if you're in the hospital.
Yeah, there. Interesting. And so that would be for immediate family member you're traveling with? Or any travel companion. Doesn't have to be a family member?
No, it doesn't have to be a family member. Okay. The thing is, like, if you're on a trip, because we'll have a lot of people, they'll buy a plan, and then their traveling companion can't go. Well, we'll refund both people, you know, because you're not going to go. If you're planning a trip with your wife, a fishing trip, let's say, and she can't make it, you're probably not going to go unless you want to get divorced when you get back home.
Right.
You know, so it covers a cancellation for both people that way.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Really a good deal.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Dave. Appreciate that very much. I have a scenario for you, okay? When do you need to report? Okay, you get hurt. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's a time limit.
When do you need to report to make a claim? Is it after the fact? Can you report after, or do you need to have them arrange all the evac and stuff like that?
Okay. So here's first off, if you need to cancel a trip, you need to let us know or the travel insurance company know within 72 hours, or as soon as you can.
Okay.
Now, in some cases, I had a guy on a boat. Ended up with a spinal meningitis. He stayed in his bunk 15 days. If I would have known that, we'd have tried to get a helicopter out there to get him into a hospital. But hell, I didn't know. Nobody called me. And bottom line is, we ended up, you know, refunding him the entire trip costs because he never got to fish. We just got a letter from the captain, and he was taken care of.
Wow.
You know, and so you never know what could happen. I mean, you end up on a trip, and you know, what if you get a hook through your hand? Or
something as simple as a hook in a finger, and your finger leaves you unable to handle your rod or reel. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, you're going to need some medical attention. Most of the boats have, you know, emergency medical equipment.
Sure.
You know, nothing like a hospital would have, obviously, but at least something to help. And if you get hooks, I've had everybody that's fishes have hooks in their hands. Those guys know how to get them out the least way that it hurts.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, and they've got the iodine or whatever kind of medications that they need to give you. You're going to be in good shape.
They're experiencing it. It's happened.
Yeah, it always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens.
So let's say I'm in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I get sick and I get transported away, but I don't call you or the insurance company. Am I still covered?
You would be because maybe you're not even conscious to call the insurance company.
Yeah,
you would still be covered. But what they want you to do is to submit a claim or a cancellation on a policy within 72 hours. So that gives you 3 days, you know. And if you don't do that, then you could risk some of your coverages being restricted.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen.
Right.
So the sooner we know, the better.
Okay. Interesting.
Very good.
I like it. So the gentleman on the boat that was down for 15 days, so let's say he couldn't make the call until he got back to dock, right? I mean, So
yeah, I had no idea. You know, I wish the boat would have just called and said, "Hey, we got a passenger. He says he has travel insurance. You know, can you medevac him off the boat with a helicopter?" Well, if they're within range, now usually you have to be within about 300-mile round trip range for most helicopter rescues, but they can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and if I would have known the guy had spinal meningitis, I definitely would have arranged something.
You would have got him out of there.
I mean, geez, you could die from that.
Yeah. But his 72-hour notice would have happened after he hit the dock, basically.
Yeah, but or as soon as possible.
Possible, yeah.
And it wasn't possible when you're 400 or 500 miles out to sea.
Yeah.
So it was covered.
Interesting. I mean, how do you not purchase this for $275
for
traveling? Or get covered the way Pete is for $500?
A lot of people go, "Look, I've been on, you know, 50 fishing trips. I've never had to cancel a trip, blah, blah, blah." And that's true for a lot of people. And we hope when you buy it, you never have to use it.
Right.
I mean, it's like any insurance.
Exactly.
You're not buying car insurance hoping you have a wreck.
Right. But the older we get, the more you realize that it could be something very simple that keeps you from
being able to travel. Well, it could be a family member that gets in an accident or ends up in the hospital or gets COVID or something. Maybe somebody has a baby and you can't leave now because you want to be there for the birth of the baby. I mean, there's a lot of different
things that can
happen.
And you're here for the people. You're not the insurance company battling. You're the middleman that's actually...
I get involved in a lot of claims.
He gets involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
But you're
a friend of what we would call a friend of the fisherman. You're a friend of the individual looking to purchase
this
insurance.
Well, I met Bob through Tracy Toussaint from the Royal Star. That's how I was introduced to Bob. And she's like, "You got to have this guy on your show." Several years ago. And
you know,
he knows his stuff.
Tracy and Randy and Tim and Marilee and, you know, and Gerby, who's Brian Sims.
Right.
The whole crew, we insure all of those people. As a matter of fact, you know, Tracy's really the one that really got me started in the boat insurance business because she was insured with somebody, and this is years and years ago, but she's such a good referral person. You know, and then she referred us to Frank Lopresti, and then, and I asked Frank, I said, hey, look, you're kind of the godfather around here. He said, would it mind if I used your name that we insure your vessels too? No, hell no, go ahead. Well, once we get Frank and you get a few, you know, long-range boats insured or six-packs or four-packs or day boats or whatever they are, you're going to start getting a lot of referrals, and we get a ton of referrals.
Yeah.
I mean, a ton of them.
Oh,
so,
hey, honestly, all I need to hear is that Pete has it, right? A $500 policy, honestly, he does a lot of travel.
He's gone all the time.
Exactly.
Well, in normal years.
Yeah, in normal
years. Yeah, not anymore.
But, supposed to be at Whaler's Cove right now. Well, that didn't happen.
Right? But yeah, what I'm getting at is if it's good enough for you, it's going to be good enough for me.
Yeah. I've had it from Bob for several years, so it works. Yeah, there's no doubt. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John calling from San Diego. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I actually have a policy with you, year one. And my question is, I'm going out in one of the boats there. I'll keep the name off the air there. But what has happened is, it's a trip in November. They've canceled because they can't get enough people to sign up because, you know, people are nervous. And so the trip got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm fine. I'm healthy. But when that trip gets canceled, how does that work with a policy?
That's a great angle. I mean, that's an awesome question, you know.
Yeah,
point of view.
We get that question a lot, especially like from airlines, cruise lines, you know, things like that.
Sure.
And the boats as well. Now, I can tell you that now the boat is responsible for refunding your deposit or if you want to transfer it to another trip because your insurance insures you. It doesn't insure an airline, doesn't insure a tour operator like a boat owner or a cruise line or anything like that. But, you know, everybody that we've talked to has gotten refunds from everybody. I mean, it's not, like, been a problem because they don't want it to be a problem. They want your return business. And I can certainly understand, especially on a boat owner, if you're going on a long-range trip, you know, most people don't realize this, but these boats burn 2.5 to 4 gallons per mile. And then they got insurance costs. I mean, it's a lot of money. You got crew costs. You've got all kinds of very hard costs that's got to be met. And if you're not going to have enough passengers to fill that trip, I can certainly understand that boat owner canceling it because otherwise they're going to run a trip they're going to lose money on. But the main thing for you, I'm sure they're going to accommodate you, either give you your money back or they're going to get you set up on another trip that you're going to want to make. And like I said, we haven't had one issue with anybody, whether it's been a cruise line, an airline, a fishing vessel, or anything. Everybody is working as hard as they can to try to satisfy every client because they want your business back. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to go fishing. I've already been on two trips in the last 6 weeks, and I love it. And I know it's the same thing everybody else gets. You get an ocean view at every meal. You typically have a chef on board. You got an air-conditioned stateroom. You're going to be in the best fishing in the world. I mean, going on a fishing trip is the best thing you can do, and just have fun doing it. And maybe have to rebook.
And in John's case, the insurance would be if he wasn't refunded his money back.
No, because they're not responsible for the boat.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, they only insure him. So if he's ill or has an accident and can't make it, there's 28 reasons why they'll refund, but they won't insure the boats, the airlines, or anything like that.
Understood. Yeah, indeed. If you don't mind my asking,
you
two all...
Thanks a lot for the... I'm just crushed. Yeah. There's no trip. So.
Well, you just have to book on another boat, John.
Oh, I've got a few other trips on the boat, so I'm good.
There you go. All right. Well, you'll get out there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Hey, Bob, you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
What's that now?
How old are you?
75.
Okay. And you have no fear, no issues about going at 75, going on a long-range trip?
Not at all. I just can't wait to go again.
Yeah, okay. All right. I just want to make that point, right?
No.
You know, it's like...
And I've been twice in the last 6 weeks.
You
got to
live while you can, right? And, you know, it's the... I mean... You're living your life.
Yeah,
right?
And they're doing it as safe as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're out on a boat, you're probably in the best place not to get COVID or anything else.
Open air.
Know, they're checking your temperature. They're using HEPA filters in the air conditioner. They're usually sitting three people at a table instead of five or six at a table. table. I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can. They got hand sanitizers on the tables. I mean, even the evaporative coolers and the air conditioning systems, they use a hospital-grade disinfectant for those on a daily basis.
Everybody's masked up at the landing when you're getting on the boat and stuff like that. Yeah.
And it's hard to be masked up to, 100% of the time, but pretty much we are.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes, you know, if you're in the middle of fighting a fish and you can't breathe, you know, you might have to pull it down.
Well, you're in the
nose.
Open air, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's awesome to hear all the boat owners talk about the steps they're going through. Like Mike yesterday and long-range boats and hearing Frank talk about it. And like you're talking about the HEPA filters and everything they're doing to disinfect the boat, the air conditioning, everything. It's have that for the long term.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a great
thing. It is.
Oh, they're doing everything they possibly can because they want you to come out and go fishing and have fun. And that, as far as I'm concerned, is some of the most fun you can have is going on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
I mean,
a long-range trip, there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Pete, you've been on more than I have, and I've been on a lot.
No. No. How many long-range trips have you been on?
Well, I've been on 35 that are 15 to 22 days, one that was 42 days, and then probably, I don't know, 25 or 30 other ones.
You got me beat by a long shot, Bob.
That's a
long shot. Wait.
Did I hear that right? A 42-day?
Oh, that was awesome. I was with Stan Bath. He owns a 60-foot hatteras called the Tin Knocker. Now, he donated it a few years ago, but I got to tell you, he called me up and he goes, Bob, you and I have fished on a lot of long-range trips together along with Big Don Burnside, and he says, we're going to go down to Puerto Vallarta because I bought the 60-foot hatteras sport fisher, and you can come down for a week because we've got a lot of other guys coming down that we fish with all the time. I said, that sounds awesome. I'll do it. So I show up, and then all these other guys got to work, and Stan's going, hey, can you stay another week? And then can you stay another week? I ended up staying 42 days.
Nice.
So it was awesome. Nice. I was retired then. I retired between 50 and 60, so I had plenty
of
time.
And then you went back to work.
Yeah, then I went back to work. Yeah, I did a lot of fishing during that. That's why I have so damn many fishing trips.
I like it. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Fred. Fred Cohn, all the way from Idaho. Are you joining us on the app? Fred, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, I am. How are you, gentlemen? It's again, the app is absolutely amazing. First of all, I wanted to tell Bob, I just got back from a seven-dayer on the Independence.
Nice.
And I bought the insurance last October when I booked the trip.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to tell you how easy it is to call up there, and it was just such a snap to get the insurance. I got the yearly, and it also covers me from when I go back and forth to L.A., because I have a little business down there still. And,
nice.
You know, when I drive back and forth, I'm covered, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Well, great.
And,
I really appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, I tell you, and I got you beat, Bob. I'm 81.
And still going strong.
Still fishing, though, right?
Yeah. I took my son and my grandson with me, and we had one other, and the other relative.
Oh, there.
Was just taken care of beautifully, and we want to thank you for that. That was really great.
Well, thanks for the call, John. I used to live in Idaho as well. What city are you in?
We're in Meridian.
In Meridian, right next to Boise. I lived in Boise and Pocatello.
It's a boom town now, though. All the Californians are moving out there, right?
They're smart moving out of California. Man, I'm telling you, this place is crazy.
Indeed.
2.5 years down, it's amazing.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for the call, and glad you had such a good trip, and keep it going strong there. Thanks a lot for the call.
Okay, can I just say one thing?
On the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, thank you, Fred, and such high praise for your insurance and how
easy
it is.
That's always good to hear, you know?
Exactly, super easy. All right, let's talk to Mark. Mark calling all the way from Santee. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Beautiful Santee.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
This question for Bob. Do you have a family plan, like, if me and my wife and my son take a trip, can I buy one package for all of us, or do I have to buy individual packages?
No, you can actually, let's say that you're going on a trip and you want to insure your wife, your children, and yourself. So on a one-trip plan, that probably would be your best bet. Now, here's the thing. For every adult going, if there's a child that's 17 or younger, they go for free for all the same coverage as you have. So let's say you're going on a trip and it costs $2,000 a person. Well, those children, if they're 17 or under, are going for free. They're going to have the same $2,000 per person coverage. They're going to have the $500,000 and better. No extra charge. It's free.
Do you
17
have to put
and
them
under.
On the policy? Do you have to make
Oh, yeah,
sure
I put them on the policy. What if they need to be hospitalized? You're going to want to have that $25,000 in medical coverage. You got the $500,000 in Medivac. You got the trip cancellation, everything that comes with it. And, yeah, so you can put everybody on one policy on a single trip. Now, I'll tell you, a few years back, we used to have annual family plans, but there's not a company that we represent. We have six companies, 122 plans that even offers a family plan. So on the annual plans, those have to be purchased by the person. And then what I usually suggest people do, your cost on a single trip policy is going to be somewhere between 5% and 12% depending on your age. So if you make more than one trip a year, a lot of times you're better off with one of those annual plans. But if you are going on a family vacation and you've got 17 and under children, you can insure for free for the same coverage you and your wife have. I would definitely just get the quote on that.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks
Thank
a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Dave Hansen with the FishDope.com report. Corey?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How you doing? And it's sponsored by
Hey,
Hansen
I'm doing
Knives.
Great.
Hey, just a second here, Dave. You got to learn this. It's sponsored by Hansen Knives. Yeah, handcrafting knives
okay.
in the USA for three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Hansen Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Hansen Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Hansen offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check HansenKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series at Fishman's Processing.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Hey, last week we talked about there was a little bump in the road and everything got slow and everything slowed down. And we thought, oh, you know what, though? The best time is when it slows down to go fishing. And then look what happened Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was absolutely insane bluefin fishing at Catalina. My goodness. If anybody
Catalina.
Looked at, yeah, if anybody looked at Fish Dope on the last week, my gosh, there had been at one time there was over 200 boats from the Farnsworth to the West End all catching bluefin. It was incredible. The three-quarter day boats, the day and a half, everybody was there. It was insane. And then just like that, magically, it all disappeared Thursday, Friday, just in time for the weekend. And now there's a bunch of yellowfin in the local waters, but there's a whole bunch of stuff going on that may make that not able to catch. But, gang, all I can tell you is there's so much fish in our local waters, and it moves around and things happen, and it looks like we're going to have some consistent weather again. So that tuna will come back. Don't worry. It's not leaving. I mean, last weekend we were talking, it was gone, and then whammo, it just popped up at Catalina, and it wanted to go home with everybody for dinner. But the one thing I can tell you is that Catalina itself, the island, has been consistently good fishing all season long. There has been plenty of fish to catch. Everybody that couldn't find that bluefin went back into the beaches at Catalina, and they found bonita, barracuda, yellowtail, trickle of white sea bass, and just phenomenal calico bass fishing up and down the front and the back of Catalina. And then they're talking to Danny at Fish Dope. He was telling me that there's another sign of yellowtail at the Coronados, and that bluefin on the anchor at the Coronados like it did last year and the year before. So, and as far as the coast goes, that water, it just doesn't consistently stay clean or it doesn't stay warm. But when it does, there's good bass fishing. There's lots of little bonita up and down the coast right now from Dana Point down to Oceanside, that 1 to 2 pound bonita. So there's still plenty of stuff to catch. Don't put your poles away. Don't get lackadaisical because there's a little bump in the road here again. Because if anything shows us anything, it just bounces right back and goes full speed. So all I can suggest is that you want to get on a boat and go fishing, because if you talk to anybody right now, every boat is booked solid. You got to try to make your reservation as early as possible. And if you have your private boat, make sure you're checking out Fish Dope. Danny and the boys over there at Fish Dope, keep an eye on what's happening and make sure that you get on the fish. And the new thing over there at Fish Dope that's really cool that Jason and Ali put together is their mapping system. Now, their charting system shows all the MLPs so you don't get caught inside of them. So that's something to have in your repertoire.
Yeah, and you have your, and they download that Fish Dope app on your smart device, and you always have that with you, so you know whether you're in,
exactly,
the, in there or not. Yeah.
Yep, and that's, you don't want that ticket. Let's be honest,
Pete.
You don't want that ticket.
Hey, Dave, I know that Fish Dope also reported that there were a lot of tuna seiners wrapping that yellowfin. Is that happening?
That's what I was talking about. There's something going on. I didn't want to throw any negative out, but my father sent me a picture yesterday. There was, I think, 8 seiners anchored up in front of Dana Point Harbor.
Wow. Crazy.
We've never seen that before, so that was kind of bizarre. So there
are,
must
they,
be some
are they
tuna
catching
out there.
It? Are they catching it, or are they, is it running away from them?
I don't know. There that many seiners there. Somebody had to catch something. They wouldn't come for nothing.
So. Yeah, that's,
we just don't get that kind of volume though in our waters. I know the larger schools that kind of stinks, but the private boater stuff on the porpoise and all. I mean, that's there isn't enough for them to even put the skiff in the water.
Yeah, you wouldn't think
so. Right.
So
something's out there that even the Fish Dope plane didn't see, but someone saw something because those seiners don't drive around for free.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money just to drive them, especially if they all came from Pedro down to Dana. That's a haul just for the fuel. So something's out there.
Well, let's
hopefully
hope
they leave
slide
a little bit
back
breath.
Over. Let's hope they slide back over that line and then they leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a good thing, but who knows? Hopefully they leave a little bit for us to catch, you know. I know that our cats all need something to eat, but for God's sake, they don't need to eat yellowfin.
No, that's for sure. Well, fishdope.com, of course, has all the information. The new features, fantastic. The new app, everything going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You can keep tabs on what's going on every day for $169 a year, unlimited. $20 off brings it down to $149. Fishdope.com, an absolute must-have. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We've added a new feature, Pete and Corey. We've added a feature that gives the girl's perspective, the lady's perspective of how you should act on your husband or your wife's boat when you go out fishing with them. I got Kelly's Corner on there now, so Kelly's given a whole new report just on the women's side of the whole thing. So that's something new to check out at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Dave.
All right.
I like it.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Some good info. We're going to be right back with some more good info on Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFTCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFTCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFTCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a fun time. If you want to join us, there is one open line.
It's been a busy morning.
It has been a very busy morning. First time we've had a line open, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego, fishing with Booger, or Matt, Captain Matt, on the San Diego out of Seaforth. That number to give us a shout is 833-288-0973. One line open.
Yeah, one line open. You want to get through, there's your chance. Hey, we have a Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu-sponsored day and a half trip on the Searcher on September 2nd through the 4th. There's only one spot left. It's been sold out. Spot opened up. If you want to go on that trip, Gamakatsu is going to provide hooks for a hook package for everybody and a lot of great giveaways on that trip. The one and only Dr. Bob Blum will be the host there on that trip, and Cap Mart and his great crew on there on the Searcher. So if you want to go on that day and a half, Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsored Searcher trip on the 2nd of September, prime time.
It really is. I mean, that's, you know, when we're coming out of this weather and having that stuff pushing up. And,
One spot left. Go to SearcherSportFishing.com and grab that spot before it's gone.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into it. Let's talk to Rich. Rich Cohn from Bradley. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. This whole discussion about travel insurance is quite an eye-opener. It's like something I didn't really think about that I needed. Kind of like having a new lure become available to say, oh, I guess I do need that when somebody else is catching.
Every day that
goes by that adds to my chronological years, I kind of get reminded of my increasing fragility and the potential need for something like that. I'm no longer Superman or invulnerable like I thought I was. And but then the other thing that happens is you become eligible for Medicare and supplemental insurances, and I'm wondering how much does that impact purchasing travel insurance, and do you have like couple packages for people that already have those kind of backup?
Yeah, so on Medicare, just to give you an idea, because a lot of people, you know, 65 or older, or some under 65, depending on a disability, could be on Medicare. And Medicare does cover $50,000 in benefits, but the thing is, your plan's going to cover $50,000, depending on what type of plan you get. If you're Medicare eligible, I recommend looking at one of the annual plans, just because it's a flat rate and cheaper. And the thing is, with any type of insurance plan, they'll never fly you back home from wherever you are. And the travel insurance covers worldwide. So in addition to your Medicare, and if you got a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, either one, we know about those. We offer those as well with about every company in California. And they do have coverage, most plans, not all of them, worldwide coverage for medical. But $50,000 is just not a lot. of coverage. It's nice to have another 50,000, but it's also nice to be able to get back home. So I think the big advantage to having the trip insurance, and hopefully you never use it, but just the peace of mind and knowing that, you know, if you put $1,000 down or $5,000 down on a trip of any type, you could be going to Africa, you could be on a cruise, you could be doing anything, you're going to be able to get that money back if something comes up that's insurable, and there's 28 reasons that refund your money. So I think it's just a great option for a person. And again, we hope you don't ever use it because your trip's ruined if you do.
Yeah. So who makes the choice on the emergency evac? Is that the doctor, or can, if you're in a hospital in some foreign country and you say, I want out of here, I want to go home, mm-hmm. is that your choice or is it the doctor?
It's always
choice?
Your choice,
it
but the doctor
choice.
Can make a recommendation, but he can't make you stay in the hospital. See, the problem with flying, if you've had a surgery of some kind,
right.
is that you could get blood clot issues,
right.
and, you know, we've had that happen. I had a guy step off a cliff after he shot a crockodile when he was in Tanzania.
Holy
and
holy.
He stood up, you know, the professional hunter and the tracker were down there. They waved him to come down. He stood up, just watching them. He walked straight off a cliff.
Oh.
Broke his ankle where the bone came through the skin.
Oh.
One of those type of bad things. But they wouldn't let him leave the Johannesburg, South Africa hospital for over 20 days because of the risk of blood clotting.
Blood clotting.
Of course, if he said, look, I'm going anyway, I don't care what you guys say.
You can't
fine,
stop
no, you can't stop him.
Yeah.
You
and then you'd be covered on that evac.
Oh, yeah, it was covered on the evac,
yeah.
And also when he got better, just to be on the safe side, we flew him back to the U.S. first class with a nurse, a registered nurse, just
wow.
in case something
had
came
aside.
Up.
Had a side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was, that was kind of an expensive deal, but,
yeah.
you know, even here.
But he was covered.
He was covered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That is crazy. And like
yeah.
he said, it's an eye-opener. You know what I mean? It's like a new
He never expected that to happen.
No, but I mean, our caller here, and it's just for a $275 to $500 policy.
Yeah, for a whole year? Are you kidding?
That's what I'm saying. It's truly an eye-opener. It is. And that's up to $50,000.
Yeah, $50,000 on the medical, $250,000 on the medevac, you know, and your trip cancellation, whether you book a hotel, get an airline flight, something happens, you can't make it, you'll get a refund on it, and it's worldwide.
And it's wow. everything involved with a trip. Let's say I had 2 fishing days planned and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Right. It covers, it's 100% trip cancellation up to the limits you buy. You can buy $3,000 or $10,000.
Crazy. So if you're on a trip and you get debilitated, sick, halfway through the trip.
Right.
And you're not able to continue fishing on that trip. You could get half your money back?
Yeah, you get the trip interruption benefits go into effect at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
there's a lot of benefits. You know, and it's like, you know, any type of insurance you buy, like I mentioned earlier, you always hope you never have to use it. But if you do, there's a lot of peace of mind. And if you got a lot of money out on trips over a period of a year, it'd be nice to be able to get that back if something happens and you know, your doctor says, look, you can't walk on this leg that you broke for another 3 months. You know, you might not be able to go on any fishing trips that would make sense to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not get your money back? Be on the safe side.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's talk to John. John Cohn from Escondido. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, John.
And my question is, if I have a trip that's canceled because the boat canceled the trip, and I'm coming from out of state, so I've got airfare and this and that, does that get covered?
Well, remember now, we're not insuring the boat, so the boat's going to refund your money if they cancel the trip or move you to another trip. You know, hopefully you're not going to give up fishing completely. You're going to get on something else. And in the event of...
like your air, what he's talking about, flying from somewhere and he has his airfare and everything and the boat cancels the trip, he's not covered.
Well, here's the thing. Is it in the airlines, I mean, even if you buy a non-refundable ticket, it doesn't mean it's non-reusable. There's a difference there.
Yeah.
And they usually give you at least 12 months to reuse that ticket. So the chances of being out of money on something like that is pretty slim.
Yeah.
Even on a non-refundable.
Now, I'll give you an example. Aero Calafia. in Tijuana, Mexican Airlines.
Mexican Airlines.
Yeah, we
like
had a trip.
Pete, I'll just say good luck to you.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to get your money back. And I can tell you from firsthand that happened to me this year.
Yeah,
you're not getting your money back.
Yeah, you know, when you're in a foreign country, I mean, things happen way different than they do up here. Like, if you're in Mexico and you need to be life-flighted out, I tried to get a guy life-flighted out last year, and it was going to take them 6 hours to launch a helicopter.
Yeah.
It's not like here. Within 15 minutes, you know, they're out picking you up.
Yeah.
And then he needed an ambulance, and the owner of the resort said, look, just take my van down. You know, it's a brand-new van. Yeah. The hospital's 45 minutes away. In the meantime, his son calls the ambulance. They got an ambulance that had one headlight working, and the top speed was 15 miles an hour.
Nice.
I mean, it's totally different in a foreign country.
Yeah. So the answer to your question, no, you wouldn't. Your airline would not be covered by one of these policies.
Right. Yeah, it would not be covered. But like I said, even on a non-refundable airline ticket,
maybe
it's still reusable.
Yeah.
So
maybe
you're not going to really be out any money.
Yeah.
You know, boat's going to give you your money back or book you on another trip. So, yeah, you're going to be fine.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the
phone. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much, John, for joining us. And, Mike, let's talk to Mike Holm from Rosemead. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Bob and Corey. When you are on the show, it's never complete unless you say dude at least once.
Right? I know it. I always throw one in there somewhere. Just the lifestyle, I think,
okay,
Mike.
I want to hear it.
Come on, dude.
So anyway, so let's say you do have a medical emergency in foreign country, and you have insurance that covers all your expenses, whether it be you got to come back to this country on a private line or something, airline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have documentation? Do you have a little card that you keep in your wallet that you
yeah.
show the foreign country people, like, hey, look, I do have insurance. So how does that work? I mean, you know, how easy is it to prove that you have insurance?
Well, okay, first off, so you purchase a policy. What we do is we email you a receipt for your money. We email you a copy of the policy. But in the U.S. mail, we're going to send you a laminated identification card, because if you try to print the stuff out that the insurance company has,
yeah.
it gets paper, and it doesn't last at all. What we do is we laminate it. We put your ID card with your name and your policy number plus all the emergency phone numbers in there, and on the reverse side, it has my business card with all my contact information. And it'll give you the phone numbers, whether you're in Africa or the U.S. or Tahiti or wherever you might be. They'll have a 800 phone number on there for you to call.
There you go. I have one in my wallet.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And if there's ever
and that covers
ever
all
an
your,
issue,
like
you
your,
can always
your
call
wife
Bob,
or your
too.
Kid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff,
okay.
Mike.
Good.
All right. Thanks a lot
okay,
for the phone
thank you very much.
I've got a question. I have a friend that texted me, and if he was fishing down at, he's got a trip planned with Jeff at Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Uh-huh.
And let's say he's down there for 5 days.
Right.
And he gets to fish for 2 days, and day three there's a hurricane or some type of tropical event that comes through. His
oh, that's covered. It's
covered.
Yeah, weather-related events are covered. If it is, if you lose 3 or 5 days, you're going to get a refund.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So if he's on the island and he can't fish for 3 of the 5 days or 2 of the 5 days.
Or even all 5 of the 5 days he gets his money back.
Because of a natural phenomenon.
Natural disaster like a hurricane or whatever might come through.
And if it was just enough of a tropical event to eliminate. Because they
if they can't take the boats out.
That's what I mean. The harbor master deems that you cannot leave the harbor.
Yeah, so the only thing we need is like whether you're booking through Rosie Flowers or Rowan or whoever it might be. There's a couple of Cedros outfits down there that do a fantastic job.
Cedros Kayak Fishing,
and all we need is just a note from them saying, hey, sorry, we can't take the boats out due to a weather-related event. It's tropical storm who knows who, you know, and and you get your money back.
How about that?
And that's on, you're covered.
Yeah.
Wow. So speaking of Jeff and Cedros Kayak Fishing, we have two trips next year, Let's Talk Hookup trips, that are we're sponsoring. They're both already sold out.
Crazy.
So he added, this is 2021.
For a reason.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Absolutely. And so we've added a trip, a Let's Talk Hookup trip, October 18th to the 22nd.
Nice.
Five spots are available, and 3 days of fishing, 5 nights, you know, all inclusive. If you want to go on that trip, that's going to sell out quickly, because those dates are pretty awesome.
And I can vouch for those dates being awesome, because mine are in the beginning of October.
Oh.
And the weather is beautiful. It did not need the air conditioning. Cool at night.
Yeah, it's a great
warm during the day. Beautiful, flat, calm. We were able to run to Benito's. We were able to run to Point Eugenia, Chester's.
Yeah.
The options are there because of the nice weather.
Yeah. So that's beautiful a prime time spot. It will sell out very quickly.
Will.
So if you want to go, call Sejo's Kayak Fishing. Just check out sejoskayakfishing.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, letstalkhookup.com on the links page. Check it out.
I like it. All right. Let's jump back into it. Talk to Steve. Steve Cohn from Fallbrook. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Steve.
Thanks for having me. Hey, what a wonderful show, Bob. Real good information, and I love your enthusiasm. I've got a question for you regarding, in my opinion, the trip insurance is a no-brainer after just what I've heard today. But I've often been curious about extraction insurance, specifically for like medevac, on an annual basis. Do you do anything like that, or is that reasonable?
Yeah, the annual plans all include medevac. Even the 3,000 plan has 100,000 in medevac benefits. If you get the 5,000 and up plans, it's $250,000 in medevac benefits. And medical's covered, baggage loss is covered, car rental damage is covered, airline flight reimbursement for miles is covered. It's a complete
package. So it's all inclusive.
Yeah, it's all included in it.
So
and
for
it's good for a year from the start date.
So $100,000 medevac insurance, how far is that going to take you? I'm on Christmas Island and I need medevac, is $100,000 going to get me home?
I believe that it probably would.
Yeah.
But in your case, your policy covers $250,000.
Right, but I'm just saying, yeah.
You know, like I said, I've only had one claim. It was $131,000. But 99.9% of the claims are under $100,000.
$100,000, okay.
You know, so it's you're pretty safe.
But for the policy Pete has for $500, that is very reasonable.
Either policy, if you're not going to travel a ton, $275 policy is
would
great
do you.
Policy.
Yeah, and you're covered for 365 trips, and it goes into effect the day after you purchase it, because we can't put insurance into effect the same day, but it's good for a year from the day you purchase it, basically. Yeah.
All right.
Really good deals. I mean, it really is.
You're covered. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, Steve. Hey, let's talk to Kevin. Kevin Cohn from Pacific Beach. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not calling. Good morning, guys. I went down a couple of years ago when Tony Reyes, they cut out all the permits for fishing. And so we had to scramble to figure out what we're going to do because all three of us had a week off. So we went on my buddy's 25 Parker and we went to Abre Ojos and La Bacana. And we went to L.A. Bay and San Quintin.
How is it?
Because some of these places are so remote, I don't even know if they have a hospital in Abre Ojos and La Bacana. And I had no cell phone service in L.A. Bay, and finally in San Quintin, you seemed like you had some amenities. And my buddy Bruce had a heart condition. He could only fish in Abre Ojos and La Bacana, and he just sat it out the whole rest of the trip, and he had to go straight to the emergency when we got back to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the policy would cover that medical evacuation and any medical costs associated with it up to the policy limits.
Yeah. So what about if you're in a super remote area? Obviously, they're going to have to transport them to some place that has an airport that they can land a plane to get
you. Yeah, because they're going to take you to the nearest place to get medical care for you. Now, if you're really remote, you could be in the Amazon or someplace where, you know, it's even hard to get phone service. But people are going to, if you're using a guide or somebody like that, they're going to know where a hospital is. And, you know, if you get to a hospital, you're obviously going to be able to get telephone service or computer service, and you're going to have your ID card with all the emergency phone numbers on it. You just make a phone call, and they'll arrange everything from there.
There you go.
We could have certainly used that on that trip because it was sad to see him in that condition, but he stood it out. He's a tough guy.
Wow.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in a quick one, Corey.
Let's do it real quick here, Pete. Let's talk to Dan. Dan Cohn from El Cajon. Thanks for joining us, Dan, real quick.
Okay, yeah. How did COVID affect the pricing of your insurance?
Oh, it doesn't. It's the same price. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you're on the show earlier this morning, but the COVID, if you contract it, is covered for your trip cancellation, your medical evacuation
if
benefits.
If you contract it.
Yeah.
Not for fear, though.
Not for fear.
Not, or if the operator cancels the trip because of COVID, it's not covered.
Yeah, the well, if the operator cancels the trip, the operator is going to refund your money. They're
right.
responsible for it because we're not insuring them.
Yeah.
But if you or a family member contracted COVID and you had to cancel, that is 100% refund. It's automatic trip cancellation. And even if a family member got it and was hospitalized and need your care, that's automatic trip cancellation coverage or trip interruption coverage. So while traveling, they're going to provide all the emergency medical and the emergency medical transportation benefits up to the benefit limits on the policy, they would also provide trip interruption coverage to reimburse prepaid expenses you missed due to the illness.
The only thing
they don't cover, basically, is the cost of a quarantine.
Okay. Yeah. But just to be clear, it's not if you are scared to go on a trip because...
That's not covered.
That's not covered.
Yeah, it's like having fear of sharks for fishing.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to refund your money.
Okay.
Which makes sense, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Because
then, yeah. I mean, and they don't really do... cancel for any reason policies anymore.
Well, they have them, and I'll quickly tell you, but they're not a good deal. You know, since this COVID thing came out, you used to be able to get cancel for any reason policies that would refund 80% of your trip cost, but the cost was 40% more. Today, all that's changed. Now, if you want cancel for any reason coverage, you have to buy it the same day as your trip deposit. You're going to pay 40% more for the coverage, and you're only going to get 50% back.
So it's
not worth it.
Yeah, right.
You know.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, good information. That's why we have Bob here.
That's right.
Exactly. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as promised, we're going to find out who's won that three-quarter day or full-day trip on to San Diego out of Seaforth with all that free parking and the beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's Dave. Dave from ANZA. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Dave. And thanks for all of our callers and all of our listeners out there and all of our sponsors, too. Poway Valley Collision, San Diego Pool Tie-Up Cleaning, and of course, Dawson Insurance. Bob Dawson, great show. As usual, how do we find Dawson Insurance?
Probably the best way is to call me at 619-990-3068. You can go online at safariglobaltravel.com and reach me that way as well.
Yeah, and Bob will talk fishing with you. He'll talk insurance. He'll take, you can give him a scenario. Obviously, you've heard many scenarios today. You can give Bob a scenario. What if this? What if that? And you'll answer it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll send them the quote, send them a copy of the policy. They'll know exactly what's covered.
Yeah. And if you've had a trouble getting your boat insurance, you have an older boat, Bob's the guy.
We have a lot of boat carriers. I got to tell you, it's a little tough on the older boats, you know, and they, but we'll still be able to find a home somewhere if you're getting non-renewed because of losses or age of the vessel or anything like that.
Or at least just learn your options.
Doesn't cost anything to check.
Yeah, and if you have a commercial vessel, a sport fishing vessel, you insured all those? Call Bob.
Call Bob.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bob, thanks a lot for that. Dawson Insurance Service, great, great place for sure. Hey, thank you. Thanks to both Adams. Adam, of course, in the 97.3, the fan studio, and Adam, who does our app. Thank you guys for all your help. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right back here. Kevin Nakata and Morgan Prominence from Hobie Kayaks going to be here. That's going to be a great show. Boy, those guys are good fishermen for sure.
Yes.
And then next Sunday, the one and only Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.